Bernie Porn. He is the president of Epic MRA. Bernie, how are you?
I'm doing great. It is a beautiful morning in the neighborhood.
Now I'm not going to get in trouble for talking about this poll. Am I too early yet?
No.
All right.
It has been out in the folks who purchased exclusive rights to this. They've already had their bite at the apple, so no problem talking about anything I sent you.
All right. This is survey results for the Detroit Free Press, WXYT TV7, WJRT TV12, and Wood TV8. You need a Lansing sponsor, don't you?
Well, actually, we normally do. ILX is usually involved in it. They didn't get a chance or chose not to participate in this one.
All right. But
they will be participating in the full program next year.
All right, let's talk about some of the questions I found interesting. Overall, one of the questions in this poll is a survey of responses from about 600 folks from around the state of Michigan. The error is 4% going either way. Responses for some of the questions I found interesting. Overall, would you say that things in the U.S. are generally headed in the right direction? What were your results there, Bernie?
Well, 71% said that they're off on the wrong track, and that's consistent with the October survey. It is lower than the high point of 75% saying wrong track back in August.
And across the board, it looks like with all the different demos you have here, they all feel the same way.
Yeah. However, it is interesting. Democrats are more likely to think that the country is headed in the right direction on country direction. But if you look at the partisan breakout on the state direction, Democrats flip on that and think it's on the wrong track, while Republicans think the state is headed in the right direction. And a lot of that is there's a Democrat in the White House and there's a Republican in the State House.
What were the numbers as far as where people think Michigan is headed?
Michigan has headed the wrong track. They said it was 54%, which is up two clicks from the 52% in October, and it was the same in September, and it is equal to where it was in August.
All right. How's the president doing?
President, actually, his favorability numbers are not bad. Slightly more negative, and now it's slightly more positive, 48 favorable, 46 unfavorable. But his job rating is still very negative in the 62% range. It was as high as 65% a few months ago.
How about Governor Rick Snyder?
Rick Snyder is just about where he was last month. As a matter of fact, exactly where he was last month at 59% negative job rating. His favorability rating slipped a little bit. He was more favorable than unfavorable last month, and that has dipped a bit.
What does the state of Michigan think about Mitt Romney?
Mitt Romney, his numbers have been varying over the past few months. It was very positive early in the year, and now it's a little more negative. His favorable rating is lower than President Obama's, but the other candidates were at the top of the polling that we did on the presidential primary are lower than he was. So he is not in bad shape, but among Republicans, he's doing very well.
Now, I don't mean to pick on the Democrats, but they've been a challenge to get on the program lately. Normally, Debbie Stabenow is on every 2-3 weeks. We haven't had her in a while. We've got a couple of congressmen from Michigan that are on that super committee. And from what I understand, you can't get an interview from those two gentlemen. How's Debbie's favorability rating here?
Well, Debbie, let's look here. Her favorability rating is down a little bit from where it was in October. Her job rating is pretty much where it was before. And we did do a matchup between she and Hoekstra, and it is tied. It is tightened up a little bit. At 6 points between she and Hoekstra. She was up by almost double digits last month, and that has evened out and is tighter now. And that's not that she has changed much. Really, it is Hoekstra going down and then coming back up to make it closer.
I got a feeling that's going to be a brutal race. Those two both have a lot of money, and I believe they're going to be getting after it. I know that Hoekstra has other folks to run against first, but right now it looks like he's the front runner as far as Republicans are concerned.
Well, I think so, and the other person that has a lot of key Republicans behind him, Clark Durant, he still is unknown by 61%, which is a little bit better than last month at 71%, but he still has a long way to go to even become well-known at all.
Now, and it looks like on the Republican side for the presidential race, Newt Gingrich is spiking a little bit.
Absolutely. You know, the debate in Oakland County had a lot to do with, I think, changing the shape of things. Newt Gingrich did real well in terms of his debate performance, and that kind of catapulted him. He's in second place at 20%. Mitt Romney is at 34% leading the way. That's up 2 points from where he was before, but in August, Rick Perry was the one that was rising in the polls, and he was at 17, and now he's down to 5%. Again, the debate in Oakland County, the Perry moment, or shall we call it the Perry minute, was not helpful to him, and he was having problems before that, but that kind of iced the deal in terms of causing him to slip not only in Michigan but nationwide.
What about Herman Cain?
Herman Cain is at 13%, and what's real interesting, the sexual harassment issues have had an effect. If you look at the breakout among the more demographic info on the page following the overall results, he is doing less well among women overall. He's getting 16% among men, 10% among women, but among older women, he's getting only 5%.
Bernie, I got more questions to ask you, but I'm kind of pressed for time. Can I call you same time tomorrow?
Same time would be great.